My friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary. Thank you for joining me in today's video. If you are new to this channel, please subscribe, hit that like button, and please support this channel. There are various ways in which you can do that. First of all, by subscribing, by praying for me and my family and this work that I'm doing. You can also, with this new way of supporting me called Buy Me a Coffee, where you can support me in increments of $5, $10, or $15 per video. But always I ask for your prayers. So you know, God desires our holiness, and he wants it so much that he sent his son Jesus to suffer for us, both to convert us, to show us a different path, but also to die for our sins. But often we do not have that same determination, that same fear of committing sin, that same desire to suffer instead of sinning. And often we get caught up in worldliness. We get caught up with the pleasure of worldliness, with the attractions and the lures of richness, of looking good, of being popular, of having this, of having that, instead of choosing the path of simplicity that our Lord Jesus Christ taught us. In today's purgatory stories, we will learn that it is so much better for us to avoid worldliness right now than await the suffering that will come to us in purgatory. Souls that allow themselves to be dazzled by the vanities of the world, even if they have the good fortune to escape damnation, will have to undergo terrible punishment. Let us open the revelations of Saint Bridget, which are held in such esteem by the Church. We read there in Book 6 that the saint saw herself transported in spirit into purgatory, and that among others she saw there a young lady of high birth who had formerly abandoned herself to the luxury and vanities of the world. This unfortunate soul related to her the history of her life and the sad state in which she then was. Happily, said she, before death I confess my sins in such dispositions as to escape hell, but now I suffer here to expiate the worldly life that my mother did not prevent me from leading. Alas, she added with a sigh, this head which loved to be adorned and which sought to draw the attention of others is now devoured with flames within and without. And these flames are so violent that every moment it seems to me that I must die. These shoulders, these arms, which I love to see admired, are cruelly bound in chains of red-hot iron. These feet, formerly trained for the dance, are now surrounded with vipers that tear them with their fangs and soil them with their filthy slime. All these members, which I have adorned with jewels, flowers, and diverse other ornaments, are now a prey to the most horrible torture. O mother, mother, she cried, how culpable have you been in my regard? It was you who by a fatal indulgence encouraged my taste for display and extravagant expense. It was you that took me to theaters, parties, and balls, to those worldly assemblies which are the ruin of souls. If I have not incurred eternal damnation, it was because a special grace of God's mercy touched my heart with sincere repentance. I made a good confession, and thus I have been delivered from hell, yet only to see myself precipitated into the most horrible torments of purgatory. We have remarked already that what is said of the tortured members must not be taken literally, because the soul is separated from the body. But God supplying the want of corporal organs makes the soul experience such sensations as have just been described. The biographer of the saint tells us that she related this vision to a cousin of the deceased, who was likewise given to the illusions of worldly vanity. The cousin was so struck that she renounced the luxuries and dangerous amusements of the world and devoted the remainder of her life to penance and an austere religious order. My friends, if we took the warnings of the gospel and these warnings seriously, it would be so much easier for us to live a simple life here on earth, detached from worldly desires and worldly amusements, and attached to the beautiful things of God. The suffering that we might have here on earth would be just a little, so much less than anything we would have to suffer in purgatory. Therefore, as Jesus says, be perfect as my heavenly Father is perfect. My friends, let us persevere in growing in holiness, in imitating Jesus, in praying for the souls in purgatory, and I will see you in the next purgatory story.